All right, here we go. It is Lissa's Live Music Podcast. I am Lissa from 98.5 KRZ, and I think Northeast PA deserves to know where the cool bands are every weekend. So every week, I'm going to tell you a different local band and where you can catch them live. You're going to learn a little about them. And my first one, I chose the Frost Duo in studio with me.
Yay. Thank you so much for having us.
Leah Beth and Christian, you're from Dunmore. The Frost Duo, first of all, let's say where you're playing this weekend. Friday, you're going to be at Thirsty's in Oliphant. Saturday, Speakeasy Saloon and Resort in Uniondale, correct?
Sunday, we're going to be at the Speakeasy.
Sunday, thank you. I can read a calendar.
You're good.
Now, for people who have never seen you guys, what type of music do you play at your shows?
We play a little bit of everything. We like to mix things up. We do, you know, originals and covers. So you'll hear everything from jazz music to country.
Nice. A little top 40, a little classic rock.
Yeah.
We do like some obscure, like one hit wonders from the 60s through the 70s to Eagles to Rihanna, you know, to Bruno Mars, a little bit of everything like adapted to a duo format. You know, we make it work. That's the philosophy.
That's right.
I like that you do obscure, but do you notice, because I sometimes do obscure stuff live, and as soon as you do that, people come up requesting the weirdest stuff.
Yes, they do. But it's great, though, because it energizes the crowd. It's like, they're like, oh, wow, okay. Let's see if they can do this one. Let's see if they stay and they, you know, hang out. And it's really cool.
That's the test of a good musician, though, both you guys, because you like the challenge. A lot of people would be like, don't request weird stuff. But you're like, challenge accepted. Give me an example, though, of one song that you hate when people request and one song that you love when people request. Both of you. Each of you, they can be different songs.
You go first.
I hate when they request Brown Eyed Girl.
Me too. It's my most hated.
Yeah. And I love when they request something like obscure, you know, like, I don't know, like Billy Don't Be a Hero or something
like that. That's a good one.
Or like Tony Orlando and Don, because a lot of people hate that, but a lot of people love it. And usually the people that hate that wind up loving it. Like they start like, you know, knock three times. They start like banging on the table.
That's true.
So it's like, all right.
Kind of solidifies the room. Yeah. It brings the people over to the other side. Like, oh, I guess I do like that song. Yeah, and nothing against Van Morrison for the Brown Eyed Girl, but I think if you've been in music longer than 10 years, you're just so sick of playing it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
it's like you assume that those people don't get out much.
It's overplayed. It's really.
Oh, and Leah, what about you?
You know what? To my surprise, and this happened during one of our shows last week, and I like spazzed out. I was so excited. Somebody requested Donna Summers, and lost it. I was like, yes. I love when people request something like that because it's, I like it.
That's awesome. Like, and you did it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do Donna Summers. No, we actually do Bad Girls.
Yeah,
we do like a really,
buddy,
really upbeat acoustic version of that.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. And then for something that I hate, oh man, I might get a lot of backlash for this, but AC/DC. I hate getting a request.
Just laughing again, because you play it all the time.
Yes, everybody requests it. Yeah.
But you still do it happily. It's not like you'll say no.
And sometimes I get in the mood to do it, you know? Sometimes I'm like, all right, let's do a little AC/DC. But then sometimes I'm like, oh my God, no.
I feel that. Now, you guys are a real couple in real life, too.
Yes, we are.
Which makes it easier. All of us musicians are jealous of this. You only have to unload equipment at one house, and you load up at one house.
Do you know how easy that is? One car, everything.
You're so lucky.
Yes. Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Did you both grow up here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I grew up in Oliphant.
Okay.
I'm from, like, Peckville, so...
When you play Thirsty's in Oliphant, you get a bunch of homers that come out, like all your people just in the place.
Yes.
Okay, real quick before we go, tell me about this new single, Gotta Live Fast.
Oh, man. All right. This was so unexpected, the way we wrote this. I came up with lyrics. We were driving home from a gig that we did in Berwick. And, oh, God. I don't know why this bug, okay, he's going to laugh. But this bug ended up like... It was a lightning bug, and it hit the dashboard, and it was like, and like the light stayed, and then it slowly faded away. And he's laughing because this is so
luminous.
This is
like
so ridiculous, but that really inspired me to write the lyrics. I was like, what if we come up with like a beat like this? And then, you know, he wrote the music, and it just I don't know. It just worked.
Isn't that weird, though, how something can inspire you and be so minuscule and seem so dumb?
Yes, yes.
But it's a whole great song now.
Like I feel crazy admitting that's how the song came to be.
I think that's great.
But it's upbeat. It's a little different than what we're usually used to writing. You know, when we play live, we're acoustic.
Right.
So this is very heavy. I consider it outlaw country. I don't know what
nice.
You...
Nice, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Well, I love it, and I love you guys. You do that one live? Like an acoustic version of that
we
one?
We do an acoustic one live,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's play it out. We're going to leave you with Gotta Live Fast. Please go see them this weekend in Oliphant, Uniondale. I will post the gig information here to Leah, Christian, The Frost. I love you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. We love
you,
too.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Mistakes are meant to be made.